Well, I would like to say that I thought that this was going to be the one that lasted. I really, truly did. I felt that when, after this couple got engaged after dating for a week and a half, that love would find a way. But alas, the two-week engagement and subsequent whirlwind romance has fallen on hard times as Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande have indeed broken up.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe.
It's funny you mention that because they had a graphic of them up earlier on the TV and I had no sound up and I was just looking at that going, like, that's going to last.
Yeah.
And that's the reason they put it up there is because they were breaking up. They're engaged, right?
Yeah. Yes. After a week and a half, they got engaged.
He got a tattoo of her.
Yeah. Well, he's got like a million.
Yeah.
You know,
they knew it was right, Corbin.
Let me tell you something.
They felt it was right.
Let me tell you people out. Here's the deal.
Don't be too critical.
Shut up.
Of them.
Here's the deal.
Oh, boy.
When you are out there and you're at a bar and you see this girl and this girl sees you and you're like, I'm going to go talk to her. And then she's like, I hope he comes and talks to me. And then you go over there and you talk to her and you're thinking, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever. And she's so cool. She totally loves Jimi Hendrix and all the Three Stooges and is way into Berman. She can name like the back half of the Ranger bullpen. And this is just the greatest thing ever. It's not. There's a catch with all of it. And guess what? Him?
He's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Self-admittedly.
But any guy that you meet in the bar, there's issues with him too. Oh my God, he's like in finance and like is totally banking and graduated like from Illinois and you know, he's just totally cool and down to earth. No, he's not. No. He's trouble too.
He wears those tan shoes.
Yeah. But if you think that this is like love at first sight and you're, you know, Snapchatting your buddies and texting your friends saying, I've met the one.
You're getting tattoos of her?
That's not the way the world works. It's very difficult. And they found this out the hard way. He already bought a ring.
We'll take it back.
I know.
You pawn that thing. Put it out there on eBay.
Meanwhile, in the last year, he's come clean that he suffers from manic depression, Crohn's disease, and he's bipolar.
Correct. And he's on meds now.
For what?
All of it. Imagine, like, you're always in a bad way mentally, and your bowels are irritable at all times.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
Could you handle that?
Hello.
That's a tough way to go, you know, and I feel bad for the guy. And, you know, he goes on and does all these interviews. He was on with Stern, and he's like, I'm like the luckiest guy in the world, man. I know one of these days she's going to wake up and be like, what's this thing doing in my house? But hey, whatever, it's a lot of fun now. Woo! Well, guess what? She woke up and realized there's a thing in my house.
And I guarantee you he will address this on SNL on Saturday. He's been incredibly transparent about their relationship on that show. I've been watching this year. Like, he's very self-deprecating about their relationship.
That's good. Man, she's about 4'8".
How old is she?
I know.
She looks 13.
Mm-hmm. But she's like 23 or something.
Yeah. Mino, you're really into that, aren't you?
He loses interest after the countdown clock hits 25. Zero.
Yeah.
25.
A little old. Yeah. I hear you, bro. I hear you.
What, are you looking for a nice 21-year-old?
Yup.
Yup.
No drops.
Uh-uh. Nothing.
Nope.
Well, pray for them in their time of need.
They'll be fine.
I don't know.
Man, I don't know either. I'm worried about him.
Wonderful news, Mike, coming from the royal family. As Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child. The royal baby. Man, is there anybody luckier
than the royal baby?
The royal baby. Do you think that...
Or unlucky. You want to grow up under that?
Like, I remember times like when my kid... Well...
Can you imagine the social restrictions you'd have growing up in that thing?
You know what these and, boys, and if you
tried,
though...
If you tried to live a normal life, think about the life you lived from the age of 21 to 29.
Yeah.
You and me at the Barley House just downing dollar pints and... $2. Hitting $2. On every woman that walked through the door.
Hey.
Can you imagine being followed around and having that documented and played out in that country in those tabloids?
You couldn't do
it. You couldn't do it. You would shame the family.
I think these two boys, though, especially this one, Harry, I think if there's anybody that's gone about his business in a normal way, as far as like you look back at the stock of the royal family, that this guy's done it about as well as anybody. He kind of lives his own life. I know he's got to go through all the protocol of being prince and all that crap.
Well, he knows he's not really in line to
take
the
throne. He's not going to be the king.
Like, man, what do I have to do?
Right, whatever. The royal
it's
baby.
Like Billy Carter.
The royal baby will be the seventh in line to the British crown, so he'll never see that crown.
But he'll see all the money and have all the privilege.
All of it. And this is the way to go, man. If you got to do this thing, this is the way to... Not, like, he didn't have any call, any say in it. Do we know if it's a boy or a girl? Did I read that she was pregnant whenever they got married? When did they get married?
And then it came out that he had a black baby.
Hammer, no.
Well, I mean, kind of.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Look it up on your phone.
Let's see. The baby will follow... This is the line of succession. Prince Harry. Or Andrew. Okay, so this is, we're going back to front. Baby, Harry, not Harry Baby. Baby, Harry, Andrew, the Duke of Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
Cray Tray.
Prince Charles, Prince William, and William's children, George, Charlotte, and Louis. Or Luis.
I mean, Prince Charles.
Do you think he goes by Luis?
Prince Charles has been waiting for his mom to kick the bucket for years.
I know.
She's like 95.
Yeah, she is.
How old's he?
Dude, he's got to be 67, 66? Right? I mean, they got married.
I think he's 69.
Old. Whoa, yeah. So could he be class of 68? Was he in your graduating class?
He's probably 67.
You think he went to Hillcrest?
No, I don't think he went. Yeah, he might have gone to London Hillcrest.
Well, congratulations.
Maybe London Thomas Jefferson or something.
Congratulations to the royal couple.
Oh, yes. Baby news.
Saw first man.
Can I pass along a little breaking news?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Is this going to make
kind of entertainment?
Okay.
Okay.
The co-founder of Microsoft and the owner of the Seahawks and the Trailblazers, Paul Allen, dead of cancer at age 65.
What?
Whoa.
Did you know he had cancer?
No, I did not. I
thought he'd announced that recently.
He did?
I think he did.
Miss me.
Man, that's a couple of those dudes. What's the other guy's name that died of cancer?
Steve Jobs?
Yeah, Steve Jobs. Those guys have all the money in the world and the big C takes them down.
Yep.
It's a bitch, man.
65, that, man.
You know that was a badass bitch, that cancer, if those guys can't afford to stay alive.
Yeah.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Damn.
And I understand he's got a guitar collection that would stun a mastodon.
He's probably got an everything collection. I saw First Man over the weekend on Friday night, and I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was just great. Now, this is not what you might think, and I don't know what I was thinking going in, but this is the story of Neil Armstrong and his family.
Yeah.
You on the moon?
Yes, the moon.
And it's not Apollo 13.
No.
It's not a space movie.
No, although, you know, clearly it all revolves around that, but it revolves around what this guy was going through specifically, how he got to the level that he got to take the Apollo mission. You know, he lost a kid. It's really, It's a lot different than I thought, but I absolutely loved it. They kind of just throw you in right in the middle of it, too. There's no setup. Like, the scene opens, and it's just a crazy noise, and you're inside of some sort of space capsule as he's trying to maneuver his way around. And you know, again, it's just, boom, you're in the middle of it, and then it takes off from there. But Ryan Gosling is great. That guy's such a good actor. And it didn't do very well at the box office, though. They say it made $16.5 million. A Star is Born, which we predicted this, that it would be just a very steady movie. It made another $35 million, and it barely dropped one nickel from opening week. That's a really good sign.
I'll bet it's either going to maintain or maybe even go up a little bit over the next 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
Because it's getting huge buzz still. Lady Gaga's getting more and more buzz all the time.
There are now 5 songs off that soundtrack that are in the Billboard Hot 100 now, too. So you're seeing it from different...
That's what's going to get people to go to the movie.
Yeah, from different platforms where it's just... It's pub that you otherwise wouldn't even think about getting that's going to drive people in there.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy?
I texted you my review. B minus. A lot of cliches. A lot of unbelievable scenarios. Weak storyline, but really emotionally moving and very well acted.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot
it's about the size of it.
Yeah, you look at it as if you're going in there for a really great, unique story and a real raw, honest portrayal of what that life might be like, you're not going to get that. But for some reason, that thing does emotionally move you.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I think that his life was pretty raw and his portrayal.
Yeah, I thought
hers, though, her meteoric rise is what bothered me more than anything. It wasn't him.
Same. I agree.
He was just flatline. He was a guy that was just kind of there and doing his thing and losing his hearing and drinking booze and all that. It was her that just... That her storyline made me more insane than anything.
But this is a film that's already been made twice before. Anyway.
Three times. And it's the same thing. Like, you go back and
watch. It's the same premise.
It's the same thing. As far as, like, the way Streisand just was shot out of a cannon. Same thing.
Yeah, washed up dude meets younger girl, makes her a star, and then however you want to end it, you end it.
Exactly.
It's not a spoiler alert, but dude, really, you were telling me how visceral these addiction scenes were. Really, when you're crushing the OxyContin with the heel of cowboy boot.
The boot, baby.
Give me a break.
You got to use the boot to break it up so you can snort it, Bayless.
Look, I'm not saying it was a bad movie. It's a fine movie. It's good. It ain't great. But I enjoyed it. And I didn't look at my watch more than 6 or 7 times.
6 or 7 times.
Yeah, I was about at that place too, that 6 or 7.
Can you imagine how much like Broadway, if he was like the New York Times Broadway critic, how he would be hated all across? I only looked at my watch 6 or 7 times.
And he focuses on how they're breaking up the OxyContin with a boot.
That's what I'm talking about. Just rock and roll cliches, bro. Crushing the oxy with the heel of my, let me make sure you see it, cowboy boot, because I'm so country.
Well, that so was Kris Kristofferson.
I never
same
saw
thing.
That one.
Well, see it. It's same thing. He was channeling, he so badly wanted to be Kristofferson.
Yeah, that voice.
Yes. The talking, I liked his singing voice. The talking voice made me more insane than the singing voice.
Kind of mumble mouth.
Yeah, it's kind of mushy. You know, I'm gin and tonic over here, please. Sound like Bill Geiger.